Hello, and welcome again to Not Just a Rainbow Podcast. Today Catherine is as usual with you and we are going deep into the next uncovered topic. I hope you enjoy my project and please share my podcast with your friends. It will help me to discover new topics about sex and relationships. Okay, let's start. When you're a virgin, sex seems like this magical, romantic thing with two bodies coming together in a beautiful, love-filled ritual. But once you actually start having sex, you realize it's not always as smooth and clean as you thought. In reality, things can go really wrong sometimes. We've all had some pretty crazy experiences in bed, and not always in a good way. I asked my friends and their friends to spill the beans on their most embarrassing mishaps. For a good laugh from crazy sex toys to awkward threesomes, everyone used fake names so they could share without feeling embarrassed. 1. Luckily, my boyfriend caught it before I did. I was in my first serious relationship when I was 18. We didn't really know what we were doing in the bedroom because we didn't have much sex ed. We couldn't afford real lube, so we used whatever we could find in the bathroom like body lotion, lip balm, sunscreen, and even eczema cream. I used to think the burning feeling down there after doing the deed was just from going at it like rabbits for hours on end, but eventually it got so bad we had to stop. Turns out all those random creams we were using were the cause, so I switched to some good lube instead. You'd think everything turned out okay, but a week later, we went on a weekend trip with friends and brought the lube with us. Our friends decided to play a prank by pouring vodka into the bottle. Luckily, my boyfriend realized it before things got messy when he tried to use it. Laura 30. 2. I used to feel bad for that office clerk who showed up to work and found his desk cleared out. I was at this awesome house techno party with my buddies at this super fancy opera house-like place. I got wasted and started hitting on this really attractive dude with dark hair and blue eyes. The rest of the night is kind of a blur, but I know I was pretty much telling him I wanted to hook up. I took him away from the party in the fancy hall to a really posh hallway, with lots of doors and side paths. There were a bunch of security guards around, but we managed to sneak by them, and ended up in an office with some nice old desks. We made a big scene by clearing everything off the desk. Stuff went flying, like a stack of papers and an old school phone. Then we got down and dirty in all sorts of positions on the desk. But eventually, I started getting too nervous, so we headed home to finish up. 2 weeks later, this dude told me he had chlamydia. Basically, his partner tested positive after hooking up with him. Long story short, I gave chlamydia to both of them. Turns out, I got it from my ex, who I still hooked up with occasionally. It was kind of handy that we were all infected, so we could keep doing the deed until the meds worked. Looking back, it seems pretty stupid. I always wondered about that office clerk who came in the next day to find their desk cleared out. Do you think they had any clue what went down? Michelle 32. 3. His brother went and flashed our huge butt plug to everyone in the family. My ex and I had a blast playing around with toys in bed, like this huge monster butt plug we got. We knew it was gonna be a tight squeeze, but we were up for the challenge. We both took turns trying it out, and then we'd just toss it back in with all our other fun stuff, like nipple clamps, vibrators, and smaller butt plugs. After a bit, we decided to move in together. We had planned to pack up all his stuff over the weekend, but when we got to his place on Friday, his mom had already beat us to it. Right there on the bed was the huge butt plug. His mom had found the box, and his brother ended up showing off our massive butt plug to the whole family. 4. When he took out the condom, it flew away in the wind. We only had one left. So, like, a little while back, I hooked up with this guy for a one-night stand, and it started off super awkward. He started laughing right before we were gonna do the deed, saying he was just nervous. Finally, we got it on, but then we couldn't find the dang condom afterwards. I called my bestie for help, and she handed the phone over to her mom, who told me to squat and push. And guess what? The condom popped right out. Thank goodness I didn't get any STDs, or end up pregnant. And to top it off, we actually had a short fling afterwards. Crazy, right? One time, I hooked up with a dude in his car out in the middle of nowhere. And wouldn't you know it, when he went to put on the condom, it flew away in the wind. We only had one, so he made sure to drive me home safe and sound. Duerch 29. 5. After I could finally get up and about, my hookup took me out for some delicious spare ribs. I hooked up with this guy I was messing around with after a wild night out, and it was a disaster. The sex was nothing special, but he started squeezing me so hard it felt like he was jabbing his finger into my ribs. It hurt like hell. The day after, I woke up feeling like crap. I couldn't even open my curtains or lift my arms. I went to the doc, and he told me my rib was busted. I was in agony for weeks, just lying on my back in pain. Finally, when I could move again, my boo took me out for spare ribs. I thought that was pretty sweet and romantic. Eva, 24. 6. He totally ripped the biggest fart ever. I hooked up with this dude once, and it was crazy. Like, seriously wild. When he finished, he let out the biggest fart ever. 7. Later on, we started calling it my Superman moment. When I was 15, my girlfriend and I were home alone. We thought it was still pretty awesome to have sex in weird spots, so we chose to use my mom's fancy marble table. That thing had been in our family forever. It was massive, round, and kinda shaky on its legs. I bet it was worth a ton of money. When I hit my peak, the table was shaking so hard that one of the legs actually broke off. It fell to the ground and shattered into a bunch of pieces. I even went flying through the air like Superman. It was pretty epic. I told my mom that our cat jumped on the table while me and my girlfriend were just trying to enjoy a chicken sandwich, and it ended up falling over when I tried to shoo the cat away. Eventually, I came clean about what really happened. Luckily, she thought it was pretty funny. Hank, 26. 8. I felt super bummed out after they hung out all night together while I was just laying there. I was dating this girl who was all about partying. I was really into her and wanted a serious relationship, until she started making out with my best friend and suggested we have a threesome at my place. I went along with it to not let her down, but I ended up feeling awful after they ignored me all night. I did see her again, but the spark was totally gone for me. Simon, 31. 9. We saw three people just chilling by our car, checking us out. I've had some embarrassing moments in bed, one of them being with my ex. We used to do oral stuff before getting down to business. Sometimes we'd even sit on each other's faces. But one time, he accidentally farted in my mouth. I was in shock at first, feeling the vibration on my lips, then tasting the fart, a taste that I'll never forget. It totally killed the mood, and we had to stop right then and there. So, I went on this date with this dude, and we ended up getting busy in the car in a parking lot. We were all cozy in the seats, but kept accidentally honking the horn. And then we realized there were three people just chilling outside the car, watching us do our thing. It was kinda weird, but they didn't seem mad, just curious. We had no clue how long they had been there, so, we just started the car and they walked off. In the end, we just laughed it off. It was actually kinda fun getting caught like that. Romano, 26. That's all for today. I hope this episode was useful for you all. Do not forget to share my podcast with your friends, and see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.